he's a tough one. I killed 17 rats. I killed them out.
Really?
Yeah.
17 skunks?
Yeah.
You must have a problem with them.
Well, and I learned how to catch them in a trap. And then I put me a long chain of wire on it. I'd carry them off down there and shoot them. Mm-hmm. And let them stay there a while and then give them a trap. Yeah, they got to be a pain around here.
Have you ever heard them call anything besides skunks?
Weasels.
That's not
one of the same thing.
What about
polecat?
Polecat.
Yeah.
Now is that the same as a skunk?
That's what's supposed to be.
Have you ever heard of a civet cat?
Civet cat, yeah.
Now is that the same?
I don't know. I doubt. Because I think I caught a civet cat. The people I sold the skin to. It had a bad odor skinning after we skinned it. Mm-hmm. So it might have been related to the skunk.
The skunks around here have the white stripe. Is that pretty much solid?
There's two kinds. I figured one's a male and another a female. One of them is kind of black or brown, and it doesn't have a stripe, and the other one has a stripe. I don't know. They may not be male and female.
Have you ever had the misfortune of getting sprayed by one?
No.
Do you ever know anybody that did?
I don't believe I ever have. Now, they spray around the house here sometimes.
How long does it last?
Oh, it lasts 2 or 3 days.
Is there anything you can do about it?
No. I've never found anything.
Mm. I was sorry, a fella in my hometown who got tangled up with a skunk. He said that he had to bury all of his clothes.
Yeah.
And he said that his wife said that she wished she could bury him along with him.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, they use that stuff in making perfume. And a lot of these perfumes, since I've smelled it so often, I can smell it.
Really?
Yeah. And the reason they use it in perfume is it makes the perfume last much longer.
I see. Yeah, well, I've never actually seen a skunk spray anybody, but I guess I've smelled where they've been. Pretty bad. Well, have you ever heard somebody use a general word to describe animals that are maybe bad to get in your hen roost? Animals like skunks or weevils or foxes or something like that? You might say, oh, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
No, I don't know if I ever heard. Chicken killers or something like that.
What about varmints?
Varmint, yeah.
Would that be?
Yeah, that would apply.
There we go. Do people say that?
There was one old man that I knew in my life that used the term varmint. That's the only one I ever knew.
I see. Well, these little animals that you see with the bushy tails that run around.
Rabbit.
What about the ones that climb trees?
The squirrel.
You have different types.
Yeah, you've got the fox squirrel and the gray squirrel. And you have that flying squirrel. Mm-hmm. And we have all of them around here. Usually there's a fox squirrel around here in these trees. I haven't seen them in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. Gray squirrels seldom ever come up here. They stay back down the creek.